Lead the lives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Lead the lives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Legacy of sacrifice.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another beautiful episode on this new silsila, Legacy of Sacrifice, Alhamdulillah. And we hope and pray that you and your families are doing well and are keeping in the best of health, inshallah. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Alhamdulillah, all praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is our creator, our sustainer, our nourisher, and our cherisher. And as I always mention that we should show gratitude and thanks in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if we want to progress in this life, if we want prosperity and success in this life, in the qabr, and in the hereafter. Always say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, that all praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon every single circumstance, upon every single situation and state that you and I may be in. And by you doing this, you would see immense, immense barakah in your life. Alhamdulillah. So today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we do have a brand new silsila, Legacy of Sacrifice. Alhamdulillah. Today we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion, and that is called Qurbani, a profound obligation. So subhanAllah, we would be discussing many aspects in this regard and how Qurbani is a profound obligation, inshallah. But before that, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, there is a very beautiful narration in which it is mentioned that there was once an individual who was extremely sinful, transgressed the limits, disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and people despised him. People did not want to have any sort of connection with him whatsoever. And this individual was from the nation of Bani Israel. So what happened was, when he passed away, when this individual died, the people, they took his body and they threw it into a dump yard. Allahu Akbar. When that happened, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told his beloved Prophet Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, go to so and so place. My banda is there. My servant is there. Oh Musa, take him out from that place. Perform, do his ghusl, shroud him, and give him a proper burial." Musa alayhi salam, he carried out the commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam wanted to know the wisdom behind it. So he said, "Oh Allah, this individual, he disobeyed you, Allah. He transgressed the limits of Allah. Ya Allah, what is the wisdom behind this?" Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam that, "Oh Musa, indeed what you are saying, it is true. Yes, this individual, he disobeyed me. He transgressed the limits. But, oh Musa, he had one habit. And that habit was, every time he would open the Torah to recite, and he would come across the name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would kiss the name of my Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Musa, it is for this reason that I have forgiven all of his sins and granted him Jannah." Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us also on this beautiful send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are in the sacred and blessed month of Dhul Hijjah. And mashallah, we have heard and come across the many virtues and excellences regarding this sacred and blessed month. It is a day in which we show gratitude, in which we show thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we should remember, we should recall that we should not be getting lost in the moment, meaning that we should not become heedless of our salah. We should not become heedless of doing good deeds. All of these we still have to do. Yes, we should be happy. Yes, we should spread happiness. We should be joyous on such occasions. But at the same time, we should not be heedless. We should still perform our 5 times daily salah. We should still perform good deeds, because although it is the day of Eid, although it is Eid al-Adha, but we are in this blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah, which is a sacred month. And subhanAllah, all those hujjaj, all those pilgrims that have embarked on this beautiful journey to the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah, those fortunate Muslims, those fortunate hujjaj who have stood on the plains of Arafah making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, Labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika, laka labbaik. Subhanallah, imagine the emotion they must be going through at this moment in time. Imagine the happiness that they must be going through and how they are strengthening their bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are establishing and strengthening their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah ta'ala also take you and I for Hajj and Umrah time and time again. So for that, let us recite this beautiful kalam written by none other than His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, in which he very beautifully pens down these beautiful couplets, and he says, Bula lo phe mujhe esha baharo bay
مدینہ
اس لیے عطار جان و دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ، اس لیے عطار جان و دل سے ہے پیارا کہ رہتے ہے میرے آقا میرے دل پہ مدینے میں. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you and I time and time again to the holy lands of Makkah al-Mukarramah and Madinah al-Munawwarah. Inshallah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this month that we are in currently holds so much of significance. And our topic for today is Qurbani, a profound obligation. But before we actually get to that aspect of today's topic, let us understand something first. Let us understand the uniqueness and the sacredness of this month. Dhul-Hijjah is the last month of the Islamic year and it is extremely sacred. Look at the beauty of our Islamic calendar. The first month of the Islamic calendar is Muharram and it begins with sacrifice. The last month of our Islamic calendar is Dhul-Hijjah. And it ends with sacrifice. Sacrifice is so, so important in the life of a believer, in the life of a Muslim. The greater the sacrifice, the greater the reward. You know, the companion, Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, has mentioned that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Ramadan is the chief of all the months and the greatest in sanctity is Dhul-Hijjah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another companion, Sayyidina Ka'b al-Ahbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he was known as Hafidhul Kitabain. You know why? Because he was a scholar of both the Quran and the Torah. And he once mentioned and he said that Allah ta'ala created time and the 4 months of Hurma, meaning Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram and Rajab, are the most beloved times to him, to Allah Azza wa Jal. And from these 4 months, Allah Ta'ala loves Dhul-Hijjah the most. And from Dhul-Hijjah, its initial 10 days, its first 10 days, are the most beloved of days to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. So we see that these first 10 days, they are immensely blessed, dear viewers of Madani Channel. They are so blessed, so beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, to the extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by them in the Holy Quran, wherein it is mentioned, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, wal fajr, walayalin ashr. The translation from Kanzul Iman, by the oath of that dawn and by the 10 nights, subhanallah. According to one opinion, the 10 nights mentioned in this verse refer to the initial 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. And the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken oath by them, it highlights how profoundly blessed, sacred and excellent they are. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Do you know what is the excellence of doing ibadah, of doing worship in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah? Listen to this beautiful narration in which Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the cousin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he narrates how our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained that مَا مِنْ أَيَّامِ الْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحِ فِيهَا أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْأَيَّامِ, that there are no days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the performing of good deeds more than these 10 days. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Can you imagine? Allah ta'ala also loves good deeds that are performed for him in all other days. And these two carry, you know, great excellence and earn many, many blessings. Yet in comparison to them, the carrying out of good deeds in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah especially is particularly beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in another hadith, it is mentioned, وَالْعَمَلُ فِيهِنَّ يُضَاعَفُ سَبْعَ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ, that the reward of good deeds in these 10 days is multiplied by 700. Can you imagine? You do one good deed and it is multiplied by 700 in these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And subhanallah, another very beautiful hadith in which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, مَا مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ أَن يُتَعَبَّدَ لَهُ فِيهَا مِنْ عَشْرِ ذِي الْحِجَّةِ يَعْدِلُ صِيَامُ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ مِنْهَا بِصِيَامِ سَنَةٍ وَقِيَامُ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ مِنْهَا بِقِيَامِ لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. Subhanallah, subhanallah. That there are no days more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He be worshipped in than the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And fasting on a single day from them is equivalent to fasting for a year and standing in the every night, meaning staying awake to worship, is equivalent to standing in Laylatul Qadr. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. So let us absorb all of this in. Let's take this all in and think about, ponder about, contemplate what we have just heard. That the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, they hold immense, immense excellence. And within them, the reward of just one good deed that we do is multiplied by how many times? It is multiplied by 700 times. And the best of all good deeds are those performed in this time. Subhanallah. Fasting for one day is equivalent to fasting for a year. Standing in its nights, which refers to staying awake and performing acts of worship, is equivalent to doing so on the night of Qadr, on Laylatul Qadr. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, also, very important is that to bear in mind that no one deed in particular was specified here. The reward earned for every single act of worship and good deed is increased in these 10 days. It is as if, you know, when you see the season of spring and how everything, the plants, the trees, the flowers, everything just blooms up and everything becomes just so vibrant and colorful and pleasant to look at. Likewise, these 10 days are like a beautiful springtime, full of opportunities for us to do good deeds. We need to grab it. We need to take full advantage of it. We should be valuing these days by performing as many good actions as possible. Offering salah, nawafil worship, reciting the Holy Quran, making the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as a matter of fact, you and I, we should even try and make this intention that at least for one night, we should stay awake and perform the ibadah, the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is, all of these are going to be so much more rewarding, dear viewers of Madani Channel. You know, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would push himself to the limits, he would exert himself in worship during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And you know what he would say? He would say that do not extinguish your lamps during these 10 nights. So generally speaking, what he meant was, if we can understand it like this, that lights are usually turned off before sleeping, right? And Sayyidina Sa'id bin Jubair radiallahu ta'ala anhu advised you and I not to turn off our lights during the first 10 nights of Dhul-Hijjah. So he advised us, in other words, to stay awake into the night and perform abundant acts of worship. Because, dear viewers of Madani Channel, all of this will take us more and more closer to our Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a very beautiful narration in which Sayyida Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha explained that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would consistently fast during the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. Now here, a point to remember is that the 10 days of Dhul Hijjah mentioned here refer to fasting on the first 9 days. On the first 9 days. This is because fasting on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, it is impermissible because it is a day of Eid. It is Eid al-Adha. It is not permissible to fast on the 10th of Dhul Hijjah. Look at how passionate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to keep nawafil fasts and to do more and more worship, more and more ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is something for you and I to take from, that we should also increase our worship. On the day of Eid al-Adha, when we are slaughtering the animal, yes, we know that one should be kind, one should show mercy to the animals, don't drag it by its leg, don't abuse the animal, don't hit it, don't abuse it, don't let it starve, feed it, give it water to drink, pet the animal, and don't hold it by its ears when you are taking it to the place of slaughter. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that hold it close to its neck and take it. Don't hold its ears. Imagine someone holding your ears and pulling it. How painful that would be. Likewise, the animals, the sacrificial animals, they are mute. They can't express the pain they're going through, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So we should take care in this regard and not abuse them, not hurt them in any way, because just as human beings fear death, the animals, they also fear death. And that is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told one person that take the animal to its death in a gentle manner. Gently take the animal. So all of this is what we have to take into consideration on the day of Eid al-Adha. And yes, it is a time where families get together, mashallah. Everyone meets up, families meet up, and everyone eats, everyone shares the food, mashallah. But at the same time, we should not forget those Muslims out there who do not have as much as we may have, or who could have not performed the qurbani. So we should not be forgetting them as well. When you have your qurbani meat, then separate a portion from there, keep some for your family, and take out a portion as well to give to the poor Muslims out there. Go there, give them a hamper, give them a parcel of the meat as well. Go to the orphanage. You would be surprised to know how happy they would become. Those children that are there in the orphanage that have no one. Imagine you going and giving a portion of your qurbani meat to them. How happy they would become. The smile on their face, that is priceless. That is pure smile. And you can see it because it's genuine. It's authentic. It's not fake. It's not a fake smile. Like how some of us may do. No, they smile. It's genuine. You know why? Because they really, really appreciate what they are getting. They really, really appreciate the blessings that they get. And we have so much to learn from them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there is reward for the one who shows mercy and kindness to the orphans, who taps the head of the orphans. There is reward for all of this, dear viewers of Madini Channel. So, now we come to the part where, for whom is qurbani necessary? Upon whom is it necessary to perform? So in this regard, qurbani, we must remember, it is an important act of worship. And that is, it is done in the sacred month of Dhul Hijjah. And it is necessary, it is wajib for every adult Muslim man and woman to do, provided that they are muqeem, they are not travelers, and they possess a stipulated amount of wealth as well. So, when we look at qurbani and the immense rewards therein, do you know how much reward there is when you perform qurbani? Allahu Akbar. The companion, Sayyidina Zayd bin Arqam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he narrates and he says, the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once asked that, O Messenger of Allah, What are these sacrifices? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam beautifully said that they are the sunnah of your father Ibrahim, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And the companions alayhi ridwan, they then asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what do we attain from it? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, for every strand of hair on the sacrificial animal, there is reward for you. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Can you imagine the amount of reward when you slaughter an animal? Likewise, the companion Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he relays and he says that on the day of Eid al-Adha, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that no person's action on this day is better than shedding blood, meaning than performing qurbani, sacrificing an animal. And in another blessed hadith, it is mentioned that on the day of Yawm al-Nahr, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the action liked most by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is for a person to perform qurbani. Because the sacrificial animal, you know what will happen? The sacrificial animal, the animal which we sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, it will come forth on the day of judgment with its horns, with its hair, with it and its hooves. And the blood of qurbani is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it falls upon the ground, before it even falls upon the earth. So perform it, perform qurbani with a pleased heart. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Now, donating meat as charity in place of qurbani is not enough. And to explain this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahimahullah, he mentions that this clearly evidences how the purpose of qurbani is sacrificing an animal regardless of whether its meat is eaten or not. Regardless of whether its meat is consumed or not. If someone gives money equal to the value of the qurbani, or even donates double or triple the amount of meat in charity, still it will not fulfill the obligation of qurbani. And this is because qurbani is an emulation of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam did not give meat or money in charity. Instead, he, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, sacrificed an animal. So the only correct form of emulation, of copying, is that which matches the original actions. And subhanAllah, this is so beautiful, that normally we know when we do an action, actions are normally accepted after they are performed, right? Actions are normally accepted after they are performed. But look at qurbani on the other hand. Allahu Akbar. Qurbani on the other hand is accepted before it even takes place. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So do not consider it insignificant or perform it with stinginess. Do not weigh things according to your own intellect all the time, because your sacrificial animal, it will even take you across the bridge of Sirat, across Pul Sirat, which is sharper than the edge of a sword, thinner than a strand of hair. And the animal that we sacrifice, that we do qurbani of, that same animal is going to transport us over the bridge of Sirat. This beautiful narration in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said that whoever performs qurbani while seeking reward and with a willing heart, it will become a barrier for him against the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Our animal, the sacrificial animal that you and I, we slaughter, we sacrifice, that same animal of ours becomes a barrier for you and I against the fire of Jahannam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So that qurbani, it is an expiation for our sins. In summary, you know, there's another blessed hadith which explains how, as reward for the first drop of blood spilled from the sacrificial animal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives the previous sins of the person performing qurbani. What an amazing point, subhanAllah. And this is something for you and I to think about, right? Let's put it into perspective. Let's put it into this way. If I have to ask you, who commits sins? Humans or animals? Of course, without any doubt, it is humans who commit sins, because animals, they aren't legally accountable for this. So in essence, animals do not sin, but it is the same animals who become a means of expiating the sins of humans. Sinless animals become expiation for the sins of humankind. Allahu Akbar. If we look at things from this perspective, we realize how great a favor these animals have upon you and I, upon us. They expiate our sins by sacrificing the innocent lives upon the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is a lesson in this as well for those who gather around when qurbani takes place. When you see, when you go, for those who are commemorating this blessed day of Eid al-Adha and sacrificing the animal, some become happy when they see the animal dying or making sounds as it passes away. Others even clap. Ma'adallah. We should understand and realize, dear viewers of Madinin Channel, that this is not a time to be entertained. We should instead feel shame upon our sins and recognize how big a favor that animal has had upon us. So this goes to show that we should have taqwa. We should all fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and take heed from this. These animals, they are sacrificing their lives in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By giving their lives, they expiate our sins. Our sins get forgiven. And we should acknowledge their favor upon us and treat them with love and affection. May Allah ta'ala guide us and grant us all the ability to treat His creation with kindness, love, and mercy. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Now, qurbani, as we are discussing this topic, qurbani, a profound obligation. Qurbani is not just a festival or a ritual. No, it's an obligation with a purpose. It's not just you purchasing a very beautiful, healthy animal, and then you are slaughtering it, you are sacrificing it, and then you are going to eat its meat. No, qurbani is not about that. It's not only about that. It's an obligation with a purpose. And in that, there is so much for you and I to learn. And it informs of the very reason that we are living. It teaches us how to be selfless. It teaches us how to be compassionate. And most importantly, it instructs us, teaches us in how we can display manners and etiquette in our servitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, in this regard, there's a very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran in which it is mentioned. And let's try to understand this verse together, inshallah. So in here, it is mentioned the translation from Kanzul Iman. And for every nation, we have appointed a sacrifice that they should mention the name of Allah over the mute animals which He has provided them. So remember, Ya Rabb is one Rabb. Submit therefore only in His majestic court and give glad tidings, O beloved, to those humble ones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In Tafsir Siratul Jinan, it is very beautifully mentioned about this verse in which Allah Ta'ala prescribed a qurbani for every previous believing nation, so that they may mention His name upon the animals they slaughtered. Now, number one is that qurbani, when we do qurbani, it is a practical expression of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also monotheistic belief. Now, if we have to come to understand this, right? Let's give a bit of some backstory. During the era of ignorance, people, they used to make sacrifices for their false deities, and would even invoke their names at the time of slaughter. So obliterating this act of shirk of the disbelievers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this ayah that, and for every nation we have appointed a sacrifice that they should mention the name of Allah over the mute animals which He has provided. So remember, your Rabb is only one Rabb. Submit therefore only in His majestic court. This means, subhanallah, that Allah is your provider. Allah ta'ala is our provider. It is only Allah who created these animals, placed these powerful creatures under our control, and given us permission to slaughter them and derive energy from their meat. We only have one Rabb. So we should only invoke His name when sacrificing animals and be thankful to Him and submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, dear viewers of Madinah Channel, from this we come to realize and understand that Qurbani is way more than what meets the eye. It's way, way more than that. It's about submissiveness. It's about being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is about acknowledging the power, the qudrah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshallah, we do have much more to discuss, but we also have a very beautiful and melodious kalam in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us go forward and listen to this melodious kalam in the praises of our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and thereafter we will be back to discuss much more inshallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allahu ghafur, Allahu ghafur, Allahu Rahim, Allahu Rahim, Allahu yuhibbul muhsinin, huwa khaliquna, huwa raziquna, wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, inna Allaha ala kulli shay'in qadir. يا رب العالمين الله الله صل على طه الأمين الله الله في كل وقت وحين الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله 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 املأ قلبي باليقين الله الله ثبتني على هذا الدين الله الله واغفر لي والمسلمين الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
وہ تنہا کون ہے
الله الله
بادشاہ وہ کون ہے
الله الله
مہرباں وہ کون ہے
الله الله
کیا اونچی شان ہے
الله الله
سب دلوں کی جان ہے
الله الله
اس کی اپنی شان ہے
الله الله حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
راز دل کے جانے وہ
الله الله
حال بھی پہچانے وہ
الله الله
پھر بھی توبہ مانے وہ
اللہ اللہ اللہ
آسیوں کی آس ہے
اللہ اللہ
اس کی رحمت خاص ہے
اللہ اللہ
سب دلوں کے پاس ہے
اللہ 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 حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
Allah the Almighty,
Allahu Allah,
protect me and guide me,
Allahu Allah,
through your love and mercy,
Allahu Allah, Hasbi Rabbi Jalla Allah, Allahu Allah, ma fi qalbi ghayru Allah, Allahu Allah. محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
Who is the all-capable?
Allahu Allah
The curer and the healer
Allahu Allah
Who's the dominant all over?
Allahu Allah حسبي ربي جل الله 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 ما في قلبي غير الله 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 نور محمد صلى الله 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 لا إله إلا الله الله الله
of adar gunah
الله الله
من بادشاہ
اللہ اللہ
یرکلرن پناہ
اللہ اللہ حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
اشد اللہ دردمی بواہ لراما رحم الہ باش لہ گنہ لراما حیر الہ ہم اکشم ہم سبح لراما
حسبی ربی جل اللہ 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 ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ 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 نور محمد صلی اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ اللہ اللہ
رب المشرقین ورب المغربین فبأی آلاء ربکما تکذبان وہ دونوں مشرقوں کا رب ہے اور دونوں مغربوں کا رب ہے تو تم دونوں اپنے رب کی کون کون سی نعمتوں کو جھٹلاؤ گے لارڈ آف دا ٹو ایسٹس اینڈ دا ٹو ویسٹس سو وچ آف یور لارڈز فیورز ول یو ڈینائی
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ اور اے بیوٹیفل اینڈ میلوڈیس کلام in the praises of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited very beautifully by our Rukn-e Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari hafizahullah ta'ala may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the complete love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and allow us grant us the ability to follow in the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amin ya rabbal alamin alhamdulillah Coming back to our topic of discussion, in which we are discussing Qurbani, a profound obligation. And so far we have mentioned the excellences, the sacredness of this blessed month of Dhul-Hijjah and how much of reward there is that one does in the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And also we have mentioned some beautiful insights into Qurbani, that the same animal that we sacrifice in the name of Allah, it becomes a barrier for one who's performing qurbani, becomes a barrier for such a person between him and the fire of Jahannam. And also we've come across where the qurbani animal becomes an expiation for our sins as well. And also it is a form of gratitude, a practical expression of gratitude. So from the zero views of Madini channel, come to realize that the favors Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon you and I regarding the animals, such as creating them, giving us power over them, making their meat halal for us. Qurbani is a form of thanks for all of this. It's also an expression of monotheism. On the occasion of Eid al-Adha, Muslims around the world, around the globe, they sacrifice animals in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They all declare that Allah is one, the bestower of blessings upon us is one, the creator of all is one. We worship Allah azza wa jal alone without associating any partners with Him. So, Qurbani is not just a custom or festival, but an expression of gratitude for blessings and a practical demonstration of monotheistic belief. Subhanallah. Now the second point is that Qurbani is also a means of virtuous ability. And some ask a question that if Qurbani is an expression of gratitude, right? If Qurbani is an expression of gratitude, can we not express this gratitude in different ways? For example, by offering salah, by fasting, by giving charity. Why is it necessary to specifically sacrifice animals? Subhanallah, subhanallah. So on this, the scholars of Islam, they have provided many answers to these questions. And subhanallah, inshallah, for us to know more about this, let us really, really open our ears and listen to this beautiful answer to this question. Allama Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he mentions and he says that, for example, he writes that animals, they make the dhikr of Allah in abundance, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declares in the Holy Quran, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ, that, and there is not a thing that does not proclaim His purity whilst praising Him. And there's a very beautiful hadith also. The summary of the hadith is that many animals are better than humans. Why? Because they remember Allah Azza wa Jal more than human beings. So generally speaking, animals make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than humans. Although some of mankind make dhikr of Allah in abundance, but there's also a large contingent who are negligent of this. Yet all animals make dhikr on an overall. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you and I to sacrifice animals. What is the wisdom behind this? The wisdom behind this is consuming their meat, it increases intelligence and it enhances physical strength. Now a special point to bear in mind is how meat also affects the nature of whoever consumes it. The qurbani of halal animals was then made obligatory upon us. And this was so we can consume the meat of animals who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will increase our intelligence and our intellect as well. And when our intelligence is increased through consuming the meat of animals that remember Allah, we will feel more mentally inclined towards goodness. Our intellects, you know what will happen? Our intellects will not be weak or have imperfections, and our thoughts, they will remain positive. So similarly, the meat of animals that remember Allah Azza wa Jal will become a part of our bodies and our nature. And this will remove our heedlessness and allow you and I, allow us to become those who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in abundance. Now, After mentioning this, Allama Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he continued by saying that these animals, they obey Allah and they make the dhikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. If someone was to sacrifice them, eat their meat, gain strength from this, and spend this strength in sin, such a person has turned this virtuous matter, has inverted this virtuous matter. Instead of thankfulness, such a person has shown ingratitude. And animals are far superior to such an unwise person. Now this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, this should serve as an eye-opener, as a lesson for you and I. The meat of animals sacrificed on the day of Qurbani is eaten by the rich and poor, right? Rich and poor eat from the meat of Qurbani. The strength and energy that you and I gain from it should be spent in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It should incline our hearts towards performing good deeds. And we should use this energy in salah, reciting the Holy Quran, calling others towards goodness, forbidding others from evil. And this is the right of the Qurbani meat you and I consume. This is what we need to do, dear viewers of Madani Channel. This is the insight of it. But unfortunately, there are some who sacrifice expensive animals and eat their meat, but they don't gain any lesson, they don't learn any lessons from it. They miss their salah even on the day of Qurban. Yes, we know it's a day of happiness, it's a day where we spend with our loved ones, with our family, with our friends. But at the same time, we should remember that this is a day where we show thanks to Allah, where we are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all of the blessings that He has given us. You gathering with your family is a blessing in itself. And upon that, we should show thanks to Allah. How do we show thanks to Allah? By performing our five times daily salah. But today we see that so many out there spend the day heedlessly and committing different types of sins. And in this manner, the day of Eid becomes a day of wa'id instead for such people, a day of admonition. And Ibn Rajab Hanbali rahimahullah, he also said that animals are better than such ignorant individuals, because animals, they continue to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for as long as they were alive, and they were ultimately sacrificed in His name, in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, when we look at all of this, the central and most important lesson of Qurbani is that we must become true servants of our most merciful Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and obey Him at all times. And when you do this, dear viewers of Madani Channel, you would see for yourself how your life changes for the better, how your life becomes more prosperous, how your life becomes so bright. Perhaps you were in some difficulty and you showed thanks to Allah, you showed gratitude to Allah, that never mind what state I am in, but Ya Allah, I thank You. And you would see how that changes your entire life for the better. It's just for us to remember and to know why we are performing Qurbani, and for who we are performing Qurbani. That is, we are performing Qurbani for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And together with that, we also need to make Qurbani. We also need to sacrifice our ego. We need to slaughter our pride, our jealousy, our malice, our hatred, our grudges. All of this that we have, we also need to slaughter that together when we are slaughtering and sacrificing the animal. And these are the lessons that we gain from this. Of course, there are many, many more lessons that we can gain. But from all of those lessons, these are the one of the most important lessons that you and I can take. So spend this day in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If there is someone's right you have violated, if say some family member whose right you have violated, your brother, your sister, your uncle, your chachu, your mamu, your aunt, your khala, whoever it may be, go up to them and ask them wholeheartedly from the bottom of your heart for forgiveness. Ask them for forgiveness. There's nothing hard in doing that. Go there for the sake of Allah. Ask them for forgiveness and you would see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His infinite mercy upon you. Because we have to always make sure regarding huququl ibad, we have to make sure that those whose rights we have violated, we make sure to go and ask them for forgiveness. So until next time, remember to spend this day in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Be loving towards one another. Show mercy, love and affection and respect to other fellow Muslims. Until next time, stay wise, stay kind, and keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
He derives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. He derives with lessons grand of sacrifice at Allah's command. Legacy of sacrifice.